Look now in any 50 words. Kayim Kayim Batayah Rishon, Rachav Levi, Rachav Yisrael. The order of Kiyas HaTayah is first to give to the Kayim, then to Levi, then to Yisrael. It's a mitzvah of the Kiddashtoi to give the Kayim the first place of Kol Darshu Biktusha. And it's also not only as far as the Bracha, by a meal, he gets a first good portion. The Maitha, if the Kayim wants to give cover to somebody who is more chashev than him, he can do that. But the increase of Torah is a takonis chazal, it may daki show that we don't want there to be arguments coming who deserves it, who doesn't deserve it, so neither the Quran and the Rabbin get their keyword, they can't be modified. If there's no claim in the days like Nessus, then you go by the one who is the biggest town of Chochem. Rosh Hashanah is our God of the Chochem of a million, more Talmidim. Others say that he is his age. Shadow here is not kind of the age because it says not telling his age, it's telling on his wisdom and his Talmud. Siv Dali, Minig Boshet Shafil Koyam Oret Koyam Rekoyet Bifnei Chochem Gerl B'Yisrael. The Minig is that even if the Chochem, even if the Koyam is not Oret, he still perceives the Koyam as the Tama Chochem. It says that this is a Minig because there are many opinions that hold them that it didn't, that it's not the case. That if the coin is a clear on the artist, and the other was a great Talmud Chochem, in that situation, rather he should have held, he should give it to the Talmud Chochem. Shulchan Aruch continues, provided, the coin has to know how to read, and Moses Mirim Yochel Likros, Imshli Alfi Vamil Vamil, Sagim Bekasi Lakam. If you can read together with the Bal Koyre, even though he can't read by himself, it's good enough. Nice according to Shulchan Aruch, the Kohen should not get the lead if he doesn't know how to read at all. Tavu Chayim, a person knows how to read, they should make sure that he does read together with the Shliach Tzibur. The Shavuot brings that today there's a minhag to call up people even if they do not know how to read. Lashon over here is, it says that the Nam Taktik, we assume that in the summer you can read together with Shliach Tzibur. So there are things that say that even if you can't read at all. So the Sfadi definitely should not get that way if they can read together with the Kalkari. Shkenazim, I'm only reading. Sif, hey. Him sefer te patuach. Al koin koin shema. Ein rashi lehafsik. Al koin yisov im koin. If a koin is in the middle of kriya shema, al koin is in bichas kriya shema, and it's a time for him to get his aliyah, they should not call him up. Because he's not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of bichas kriya shema or kriya shema. If they already called him up, then there are opinions that he should take aliyah. But Machafir is not called him up. Says in Ramon, Nechei, Mutayne, Sha'acha Petach, Hosukkah Shikon Leichal, the fast day, after Pesach and Sukkah, and Bahab, the read Leichal, and then Akoyim Nisan, Akoyim Yisrael. The fast day, if Akoyim is not fasting, he should call Yisrael. The Toyim Shiyach Akoyim Basic Ness. It's better that he shouldn't be in the shul at that time, because instead, even though Mitzaradin, he can stay there and give it to Yisrael, since he can't get belly anyway, but it looks like there's something wrong with him if he stays there. People, I don't know if that's the reason why he's not getting belly, because he's not fasting. If there's another target in the shul, so the one that can't get belly doesn't have to leave the shul, just they should make sure they give belly to the second one.